Welcome back to the LifePoint DriveCast. I'm Chad Grigsby, and I serve with the Send Network and at LifePoint. We are continuing our study of the Sermon on the Mount from the Gospel of Matthew. We've been calling this series Kingdom Citizen, and the main idea of this series is only one kingdom lasts forever. Today, we come to Matthew 6, 19 to 24 in the Sermon on the Mount, and here is part of that passage that I would like to read to you. Jesus says, "Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, nor where thieves break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money." What I think Jesus is teaching us here is that our life is precious, that what we do with our lives, how we invest our lives, matters. We have only one life, one and only life that we get to live. And I think Jesus is asking us, all right, how are you going to use it? And he warns us against living life for only this life and what it gives us. Not that we're not designed to live life to the full, or God's against our joy and enjoying life, or enjoying life and following Jesus are at odds. They're not. I don't think they are. But Jesus is showing us that we must live life with eyes wide open, knowing that what we are giving our lives to matters, and being aware of how we are living our lives, what we are giving our lives to. In other words, he's calling us to live life fully aware. Don't walk around sleepily through life, laying up, building up, saving up, investing in what can only last in this life, what can only be here and then gone in the next moment. And that's the temptation for us. We are tempted to invest all of our time and efforts and resources in the temporary, and Jesus is trying to show us another way, to show us to invest in what lasts. To be kingdom citizens means that we no longer invest in the temporary, but we invest in the eternal. He is imploring us not to store up things that can be lost, but to invest in what will last. So there's a way to live life where we store up things that can never be lost, no matter life's circumstances. So when it comes to our lives, the question is, are we investing more in the temporary or the eternal? What things do we have that can't be lost? And what's just one market downturn, one lost job, or one unforeseen obstacle away from being gone? So do you see the difference? Do you see how Jesus is showing us not to waste our lives? And none of us wants to get to the end of our lives and have nothing to show for all the life that we lived, right? Jesus wants more for us. So what's the stuff that we need to invest in that will show the test of time? In the latter half of this teaching, Jesus reveals that money is not primarily a financial issue. Money is not just about money. How we use our money, save our money, and see our money is directly connected with our hearts. He says, "Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." In other words, you want to know what you really love? Look at your credit card statement. Look at your monthly payments. Look at how your paycheck is allocated. These are just a few things that reveal where our hearts are when it comes to our resources. And while money is a great tool, it makes a lousy God. In fact, one of my favorite quotes about this is from actor Jim Carrey. He says, "I wish everyone could get everything they've ever wanted so that they could see that it's not the answer." In other words, anytime we make a thing into a God, it not only hurts us, it hurts others. And it doesn't even help us, right? And Jesus tells us that we can't serve both God and money. We have to choose. And that's a fascinating thing to say, because I think we've assumed we can serve both. We can have it all and have God. But is that the case? To be more precise, either God will serve our money, or our money will serve God. But it really can't be both, do you see? Either what we have is a tool in the hand of God used for his kingdom and his glory and our good and the good of others, or It's our God. Money is our God. And God and others and ourselves serve it. So either God will serve our money or our money will serve God. Which one do we want our lives to be about? Before I pray, I just want to say thank you so much again for checking out the DriveCast today. We hope that you'll come back and more later this week for more episodes. So let's pray. Lord, thank you so much for the gift of money. Help us not to replace the giver with the gift. Help our money to serve you and others, not the other way around. Help us, Lord, to invest in what matters, what lasts, not what's able to be lost. So that at the end of our lives, we leave a legacy of faithful service to you in your kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, why don't you take a minute and pray and ask the Lord where you can apply his teaching from Jesus on our resources today.